From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraq's prime minister calls on Islamic State fighters in Fallujah to put down their arms. In a national address on state television, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said that government forces had gained control over most of the city of Fallujah, but that there were still what he called some pockets that needed to be cleaned out within the coming hours. Iraqi special forces battled their way into the center of Fallujah on Friday, capturing a key neighborhood and a government complex from Islamic State group fighters. In his address, Mr. al-Abadi addressed members of the Islamic State directly, saying that there was no place for them in Iraq. He said that he has promised to liberate Fallujah, and our troops fulfilled that promise. Your leadership has abandoned you. They made promises to you, and they failed their promise. Islamic State militants reportedly pulled back into the city's western neighborhoods, but left behind heavily booby-trapped buildings and streets, networks of underground tunnels, and snipers. Russia's track and field team has been banned from the Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. Track and field's world governing body said Friday it is continuing a ban on the Russian athletes. The IAAF said that Russia has not done enough to restore confidence in its athletes in the wake of a doping scandal. Russian track and field athletes have been barred from international competition for the past 7 months after a report by the World Anti-Doping Agency accused Russia of a government-run doping program. This is VOA News. At least 7 people were killed in Syria by renewed Syrian government airstrikes on the city of Aleppo Friday. The activist Local Coordination Committee said 7 people were killed around the city's Khatriji neighborhood, but the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights put the death toll at 9. The Syrian Air Force has been waging a fierce bombing campaign on Aleppo's eastern section, which is under rebel control. The rebels have attacked the western half of the city, which the government controls with rockets and mortars. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has slammed Russia for bombing U.S.-backed opposition forces in southern Syria, calling the actions problematic. Speaking to reporters at the Pentagon Friday, Carter said that fighters hit by Russian airstrikes were fighting against the Islamic State militant group. He said the Russians either intentionally attacked the rebels or fired on the rebels by accident because of poor quality intelligence. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister says his government supports a more aggressive approach against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government, including no-fly zones and arming rebels with surface-to-air missiles. Speaking here in Washington, Adil al-Jubayr said his country has always advocated what he called a more robust approach, including military action to end the Syrian crisis.
We've always supported a more aggressive approach and a more robust approach, including a military approach to Syria. And we have said that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia would be prepared to provide special forces to any international coalition that would operate in Syria.
Earlier, Saudi Arabia's powerful deputy crown prince met with U.S. President Barack Obama and congressional leaders for talks focused on the Middle East, including Syria and Yemen. Florida's Governor Rick Scott says that he's been speaking with relatives of those who died in the Orlando gay nightclub shooting and is doing everything he can to help people affected by the tragedy. Scott says that there's no doubt the gay and Hispanic communities were targeted in the shooting that killed 49 and injured 53 others. But the Republican governor praised those who have worked to help the victims and their families.
I think this is the most inclusive state. It's the biggest melting pot in the world, the location in the world Florida is. We have people, we have 200 languages spoken here. And I think everybody's showing up, whether it's support. So I think it's going to come, we're going to, This is a big tragedy, but we're going to work hard to make it a positive.
Since arriving in Orlando early Sunday, the Republican governor says he's also met with hospital staff, 911 operators, and law enforcement officers to thank them. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.